Good morning. I'm Natalie with KQNK. Today is Monday, March 13th. Currently with fair skies, it is 18 degrees. The humidity is 86%. The wind speed is northwest at 3 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 30.34, and the dew point is 14 degrees. It's 8:04 and time for Kansas News.
Kansas Information Network News. I'm Jen Austin. An officer from the Kansas City, Missouri Police Department was involved in a hit-and-run crash on Sunday afternoon.
According to the police, a blue Dodge pickup truck was driving north on Lister when it ignored the stop sign at the intersection of 18th Street. The Dodge then drove off without making a stop. The collision happened shortly after 3 p.m. Officials say the officer was taken to a nearby hospital with non-threatening wounds. The crash is still being investigated. I'm Armetta Landrum.
Well, if you've seen a mountain lion, you're not alone. They're on the prowl and showing up more often in Kansas. Biologists say that current evidence indicates the mountain lions are being seen in Kansas as dispersers. That means they're traveling through Kansas in search of a place to live. They might be coming from Nebraska or further north from South Dakota and the western states. You can report any mountain lion sightings to the Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks, Emporia Research and Survey Office, and that's 620-342-0658. This is Kansas Information Network News.
Why? Just think about it. Why is the number one selling brand of chainsaws not sold at Lowe's or the Home Depot? We can give you over 10,000 reasons. That's how many authorized local steel dealers you can find across the country. Visit one and you'll find a range of dependable gas and battery-powered tools, from trimmers to blowers. And you'll find service from experienced professionals. Real steel. Find yours at steelusa.com. Lowe's and Home Depot are trademarks of their respective companies.
Why does Daddy spend so much time caring for the land, Mom?
When he's taking care of the land, he's really taking care of us.
How?
He wants us to have clean water to drink, fresh air to breathe, wildlife to enjoy, and he wants to leave this land better than he found it.
Sounds like Daddy loves us a lot.
He sure does.
Conservation, there's something in it for you. Call or visit your local USDA Service Center. Brought to you by the Natural Resources Conservation.
Good morning, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News. Brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, serving all of your chemical and fertilizer needs. A Hayes man was sentenced on Friday in Ellis County District Court to the maximum sentence under a plea agreement on charges that he shot and killed his roommate in August of 2021. Defendant Brian Finger of Hayes initially told police that he was preparing to repair his firearm when the gun fired, hitting his roommate in the head and killing him. However, testimony at the preliminary hearing showed a pattern of threatening and reckless use of firearms. The parents of victim Christian Lionel Cortez Alfaro, 22, gave tearful statements in court on Friday, asking Judge Glenn Braun to impose the maximum sentence possible for Finger. Braun said he considered several factors in imposing the sentence, including public safety, punishment and responsibility, as well as the sentence acting as a deterrent to possible future offenders. Finger was sentenced to 55 months in prison on a charge of involuntary manslaughter and 13 months in prison on account of aggravated assault in connection with Cortez Alfaro's death. In a separate case, Finger was charged with aggravated assault after pointing a gun at another victim, and in that case, he was sentenced on Friday to 31 months in prison. Braun ordered Finger to serve his sentences consecutively for a total of 99 months in prison with 36 months of post-release supervision. Finger was out on bond prior to the sentencing and was taken into custody to be remanded to the Kansas Department of Corrections. Governor Kelly said the number of adult and child psychiatric beds increased by one-third in Kansas during the past 4 years as the state responded to the shortage of inpatient services for people struggling with mental illness. Kansas now has 212 inpatient beds for children, 318 adult inpatient beds at psychiatric facilities, and 424 beds in psychiatric residential treatment facilities. And that represented increases since 2019 of 42 beds for children, 75 beds for adults at psychiatric facilities, and 116 beds at the resident treatment facilities. Overall, Kansas added 233 beds during the four-year period for a total of 954, representing a 32% rise in availability. Governor Kelly said the lack of specialized beds was one of the most significant barriers to delivery of mental health care to Kansans statewide. So now they must continue their progress in addressing the mental health crisis here in Kansas by reducing the stigma around mental illness and substance use disorders by dedicating additional much-needed resources to these challenges. The state relied on federal funding to help 13 community mental health centers expand access to mental health services and to support certified community behavioral health clinics, and the state established KansasAgStress.org to share information on mental health issues with farmers and ranchers while expanding mental health programs in schools and implementing the 988 Crisis and Suicide Prevention Hotline. With many festivities taking place to celebrate St. Patrick's Day, the Kansas Department of Transportation encourages everyone to remember the dangers of impaired driving and have a sober driver or alternative transportation secured before heading out on the road. Gary Herman, the Kansas Department of Transportation Behavior Safety Manager, said St. Patrick's Day falls on a Friday this year, which can increase the number of people consuming alcohol over the weekend. So by simply making plans to getting home safely before the celebrations begin, they can improve safety and help save families from a completely preventable heartbreak. In 2021, 143 people were killed in alcohol-suspected crashes in Kansas, and 61 people were killed in crashes that involved a blood alcohol content level of 0.08 and greater. The Buzz Driving is Drunk Driving Safety campaign reminds drivers that impaired driving is not only illegal, but also a matter of life and death. Herman added that it's fun to wear green on St. Patrick's Day, but not handcuffs, so have your designated driver selected well in advance. And if that's too hard to find, then utilize a rideshare program, because in today's day and age, there are many convenient ways to get home safely. If you're the designated driver, make sure you keep that promise of safety to yourself and your passengers. People are counting on you, not to mention the other drivers, passengers, and pedestrians, so take the role of designated driver seriously. For more information about the Buzz Driving is Drunk Driving campaign, you can visit nhtsa.gov/risky-driving/drunk-driving. Governor Kelly announced that Kansas attracted the most private business investment per capita of any state in the country in 2022 and will receive the nation's foremost economic development award, the Governor's Cup, from Site Selection magazine for the second year in a row. For more than three decades, Site Selection has awarded the Governor's Cup to the state with the most capital investment, and in 2012, Site Selection established a second category for the state with the most qualified projects per capita. This allows states with smaller populations experiencing economic success to be recognized, and only one state is awarded this prestigious award annually. Kansas's rankings with Site Selection magazine have improved each year since Governor Kelly was first elected. In 2019, Kansas was 20. The following year, Kansas moved up 10 spots, and the state hit number one in 2021 and was awarded its first Governor's Cup. In Nebraska news, according to the Buffalo County Sheriff's Office, the missing couple from Aurora, Nebraska has been found dead. Deputies say they were called at around 3:15 p.m. on Saturday by someone who found a vehicle stuck on a minimum maintenance road north of 100th and Keystone Roads, and authorities identified the vehicle as a blue 2007 Chrysler Pacifica belonging to Bob and Lovita Proctor. Two people were found dead near the scene, and deputies think the bodies are that of the couple. Autopsies have been ordered in the deaths, though the sheriff's office said foul play is not suspected. The Aurora Police Department and Kearney Police Department are assisting the sheriff's office in its ongoing investigation. CHS AgriService Center, the company that operates the Roseland Grain Elevator, may be fined more than $500,000 as a result of a death at the facility this past fall. 34-year-old Travis Thielander of Hastings died on August 12, 2022, after he attempted to clean out a grain silo at the facility but became trapped in it. An investigation by the U.S. Department of Labor's Occupational Safety and Health Administration, or OSHA, at CHS Incorporated, operating as AgriService Center Roseland, found the employer disregarded federal regulations designed to prevent such tragedies and found the workers' personal protective equipment was not adequate for protection from engulfment hazards. OSHA also determined the company failed to equip Thielander with an adequate body harness and lifeline that co-workers could have used to rescue him. Inspectors discovered the company kept a retractable lifeline tripod on site, a device not designed for side entry onto grain, and had no adequate alternative method available to protect workers in silos. The agency proposed $531,268 in penalties as a result of the investigation, and the company was also placed in the OSHA Severe Violator Enforcement Program. OSHA issued citations for 16 violations at the grain elevator, 2 willful and 14 serious, for allowing workers to enter bins with grain buildup and for failing to develop procedures for entering permit-required confined spaces, ensure emergency services were available, recognize and evaluate hazards, and train workers and implement machine safety procedures to prevent grain bin equipment from running while workers were inside the bins. CHS has the option to file for an appeal based on the OSHA's decision, in which they would have 15 business days from the receipt of the citations and penalties to comply, request an informal conference with OSHA's area director, or contest the findings before the Independent Occupational Safety and Health Review Commission. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Firebolt Ag is a full-service fertilizer and chemical retailer. They customize products for individual farmers' needs, with the primary focus being customer profitability. Let Josh and Jack help you get the most out of your farm ground. They also provide in-house marketing with Ron Wall of Flatwater Solutions. Visit Ron in Phillipsburg or call Josh at 785-854-8484 or Jack at 308-840-2819. Firebolt Ag, your leader in agriculture.
Senator Roger Marshall said he's asking for input from Kansans on a new farm bill, and he's launched a webpage with a survey seeking input from the agriculture community in Kansas, as the Senate is currently in the early stages of drafting a new farm bill. Marshall said in a news release that the legislation needs to deliver the critical resources and support that our farmers, ranchers, growers, and producers have long relied upon, and that's why he's asking members of Kansas's agriculture community to take the 2023 Farm Bill survey. He said the input through the survey will be informative as they continue their work on this important piece of legislation, and he added that they only write a farm bill every 5 years, so it's important that they get it right. To participate in the survey, you can visit marshall.senate.gov/services/farm-bill. The Kansas Department of Transportation plans to close a portion of K-383 in Norton County for reconstruction starting today, Monday, March 13th. The closure will begin at the East U.S. 36 Junction and extend approximately 6 miles northeast to the Prairie Dog Creek Bridge near Almena. The traffic should follow the signed detour route on U.S. 36 and U.S. 183. The project activities will consist of widening the highway on existing alignment into a 24-foot mainline surface with 6-foot paved shoulders, and the crews will also decrease side slopes and level hills and valleys, which will help improve visibility and increase passing opportunities. Several drainage structures along the route will be replaced as well. The Kansas Department of Transportation expects to reopen the highway by the end of 2023, conditions permitting. And for more information, you can contact Public Affairs Manager Lisa Moosman at 785-874-8107. Agricultural producers who have not yet enrolled in the Agriculture Risk Coverage, ARC, or Price Loss Coverage, PLC, programs for the 2023 crop year have until March 15th to elect and enroll a contract. The U.S. Department of Agriculture offers these two safety net programs to provide vital income support to farmers experiencing substantial declines in crop prices or revenues. Producers can elect coverage and enroll in ARC County or PLC, which are both commodity by commodity, or ARC Individual, which covers the entire farm. Although election changes for 2023 are optional, producers must enroll through a signed contract each year. And additionally, if a producer has a multi-year contract on their farm and makes an election change for 2023, they'll need to sign a new contract. If producers do not submit an election by March 15th, by the deadline, the election remains the same as the 2022 election for commodities on the farm, and farm owners cannot enroll in either program unless they have a share interest in the commodity. In Kansas, producers have completed 74,828 contracts to date, representing 72% of the more than 104,000 expected contracts. Producers who do not complete enrollment by the deadline will not be enrolled in ARC or PLC for the 2023 year and will not receive a payment if triggered. In partnership with the USDA, two web-based decision tools are available to assist producers in making informed, educated decisions using crop data specific to their respective farming operations. And they are the Gardner FarmDoc Payment Calculator and the ARC and PLC Decision Tool. For more information on ARC and PLC, producers can visit the ARC and PLC webpage or contact their local USDA service center. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News has been brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, farmers helping farmers to succeed. You can contact Firebolt Ag today to get the most out of your farmland. Your KQNK weather forecast is being brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, your Norton experts for all of your pest control needs. Your forecast for today should be mostly cloudy with a high near 40, with light and variable winds becoming south 5 to 10 miles per hour in the afternoon. For tonight, it should be partly cloudy with a low around 27 and a southeast wind of 10 to 15 miles per hour. On Tuesday, it should be sunny with a high near 59 and breezy with wind gusts as high as 30 miles per hour. And on Tuesday night, should be partly cloudy with a low around 36 and breezy with wind gusts as high as 30 miles per hour Tuesday night. I'll be back with the rest of your forecast in just a moment.
When you've got bugs, we know what a nuisance that can be.
Lock 'em out. From Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, Lock 'em Out is our very effective residential insect prevention program. We'll come to your place and treat your foundation plus all insect entryways. And while we're there, receive a free termite inspection. Call Mr. Rich Wenzel, our certified technician in Norton, at 785-202-0167. That's 202-0167.
Continuing with your weather forecast, on Wednesday, it should be mostly sunny with the high near 72 and breezy. On Thursday, snow's likely, possibly mixed with rain, otherwise mostly cloudy with the high near 45 and windy. On Friday, should be sunny with the high near 40. On Saturday, sunny with the high near 40. And on Sunday, should be mostly sunny with the high near 38. Currently, with fair skies, it is 18 degrees. The humidity is 86%. The wind speed is northwest at 3 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 30.34, and the dew point is 14 degrees. Your weather was brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control right here in Norton. You can call Hinkle Termite and Pest Control at 785-202-0167 for all of your pest control needs. It is 8:22.
It's 4 a.m., Monday. And you're literally sucking baby snot through a tube because she's congested. Man, that's love. And if you love her that much, love her enough to make sure she's buckled in the right car seat. To make sure your child's in the right seat for their age and size, visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Your Kansas Sports Report is being brought to you by United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything they do for you.
Save more, earn more with the Easy Saver account at the United Northwest Federal Credit Union. Enrollment in this program automatically rounds up the amount of all debit card and share draft purchases made from your checking account to the next whole dollar and deposits into the Easy Saver savings account. Not only will this account help you save, but it also earns 2.01% APY monthly. Special terms and conditions apply. Come in today and open your Easy Saver account at the United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything we do for you. NCUA insured.
KIN Sports, I'm Fulton Castor. The NCAA tournament bracket has been released, and the Kansas Jayhawks have earned the number one seed in the West region for this year's tournament, and assistant coach Norm Roberts has been filling in for head coach Bill Self. He dealt with a minor health emergency over the weekend, met with the media after learning about the team's seeding, and he discussed what the kind of expectations are for the team entering March and just the general feel of his team upon learning their number one seed.
Guys, we're really happy being the number one seed. That's an unbelievable accomplishment. Coach talked to our guys earlier today and said, that happens for us, that means that you're one of the teams that have a chance to cut down nets, and that's such a great accomplishment for what they did and he, how proud he was of them and what we've accomplished. But this is a new season. We got three seasons. You got non-conference season, you got conference season, then you got postseason. and it's one and done time, and you got to lock in. Everybody's got to give 5 to 10% more in their focus, their energy, and just understanding what we need to do to win.
KIN Sports, I'm Fulton Castle.
Chris Domine is a husband and a father. Chris is an athlete. Chris is even an Iron Man. But 10 years ago, Chris was facing a very different story because his kidneys were failing.
Basically, the doctor said, if you don't get a kidney transplant and if you don't do dialysis, you are going to die.
Fortunately, Chris received a second chance at life, made possible by an organ donor.
You know, your well-being changes from loss of hope to better times ahead.
More than 100 million people in America are registered organ, eye, and tissue donors. People of every age and ethnicity, because they believe it's the right thing to do. Imagine what you can make possible by leaving behind the gift of life. Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
Norton County Hospital and Medical Clinic remind you that March is Colorectal Cancer Awareness Month. Did you know colon cancer is the third most common cancer in the U.S. for men and women? Regular screening beginning at age 45 is key to preventing colorectal cancer and finding it early. Talk to your provider about when and how often to get screened. Visit Norton County Hospital online to learn more about scheduling an appointment. Norton County Hospital is here for you at any stage of life.
Introducing Total by Verizon, a new prepaid wireless provider with no contract plans starting at just $30 a month. With Total by Verizon, you don't have to sacrifice reliability or freedom. Get Total by Verizon and save money every month on America's most reliable 5G network. Get a Moto G Pure for only $39.99 at Kroger for a limited time. Device offer ends 3/28/23. Actual availability, coverage, and speed may vary. See latest terms and conditions at TotalByVerizon.com.
Kansas Agriculture Network Markets.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Greg Akagi. Right now, let's get a check of the weather.
This morning, we have an area of high pressure that's building into the state that's going to be moving on out by tonight. Cooler air expected across much of Kansas today. We'll see a bit of a warm-up tomorrow and even more so into Wednesday as the high pressure system moves on out and low pressure deepens to the west of us that will warm temperatures into the 50s and eventually 60s by Wednesday. Thursday and Thursday night, a storm system coming in will bring us a mix of rain and snow, with cooler weather ahead on Friday and leading into the weekend. For today, decreasing clouds in northwest Kansas with a high in the mid-40s, tonight's low upper 20s. North central Kansas, sunny with a high in the low 40s, tonight's low in the mid-20s, and for northeastern Kansas, sunny with a high in the low 40s. In southwestern Kansas, a chance of light snow in the morning with a high in the mid-40s. In south central Kansas, partly cloudy with today's high in the low 40s, tonight's low mid-20s. And for southeastern Kansas, sunny with a high in the low to mid-40s, tonight's low in the mid-20s. I'm meteorologist Dan Holliday.
As we look at the early calls this morning, first off on the livestock side, well, last week, as far as the cash market is concerned, the outside forces negative for the market, so we had just a steady trade as far as the cash market is concerned at the 165 level, and those outside forces negative to start the week as far as the market, so expecting it to be lower for the week, or at least the start of the week. Now, as far as the grain trade is concerned, the overnight trade, active market, also active in the equities, wheat futures down 6, corn futures down 6 on the old crop, down 2 on the new crop, and soybean futures down a penny on the old crop, down 2 on the new crop as well. Keep an eye on the banking situation across the U.S. This is the Kansas Ag Network.
It's coming. More innovation, more flexibility, and more reasons for weeds to scream in fear. Yeah! Introducing the latest innovation from Corteva Agriscience, Resicor XL Herbicide. It's everything you love about Resicor Herbicide, but with a wider application window, greater tank mix compatibility, increased crop safety, and higher yield potential. It's more, delivered in a big and powerful way. Learn how you can protect your fields with more at ResicorXL.com.
McGruff the Crime Dog here. Listen up to see how easily scammers can defraud senior citizens.
Hello?
I'm Steve from your bank. We've had a security breach.
Oh my.
So I'm calling to make sure your account hasn't been compromised in any way.
Thank you.
If you'd kindly read your credit card number and expiration, we
Smooth-talking criminals convincing the elderly to discuss private information. The National Crime Prevention Council wants you to know how to spot a scam and report it to local law enforcement.
Learn more at ncpc.org/seniors. A message from the National Crime Prevention Council and the U.S.